This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. We begin in San Francisco, where California Department of Justice investigators executed a search warrant at the Wells Fargo headquarters yesterday. As the LA Times first reported, Wells Fargo employees used customers' personal information to open unauthorized accounts. The state says Wells Fargo's actions amounts to identity theft. California Attorney General and candidate for U.S. Senate, Kamala Harris, authorized this investigation. Claremont McKenna government professor Jack Pitney says the inquiry is, in part, political.
Well, with a pinata that big, everybody wants to take a whack. Wells Fargo is a major target, both legally and politically, so it's not surprising that there's a great deal of legal action underway.
Wells Fargo says it's cooperating with the investigation. We go now to the final presidential debate between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton. It was a night made for internet memes as the GOP standard bearer turned the phrases bad hombre and nasty woman into instant catchphrases. Yet there was a substantial discussion about policy, although for some undecided voters, the picture didn't get any clearer after last night's debate. KQED's politics and government reporter Katie Orr reports.
Most of the TVs on the first floor of Midtown Sacramento's Bar West were tuned to playoff baseball. But that wasn't the case upstairs, where journalists, public relations professionals, and students gathered to watch the debate. Jessica Ng has worked for several Republican office holders and was a GOP campaign strategist. She's not a fan of Donald Trump and says he doesn't represent the best of her party.
There are plenty of Republicans in California and nationally who are putting forward policies that do support women, that support small business owners, that support education, that support kitchen table issues that Republican women and women nationally care about. But unfortunately, Donald Trump is not that standard bearer.
Ng says she thinks the debate just solidified people's views about the candidates. Patrick Harbison agrees. He owns a PR firm in Sacramento and says he was impressed by Hillary Clinton.
I thought that she was well prepared tonight, and I really liked how she was thoughtful in her addressing of certainly the sexual harassment claims that have come up within the past 10 days.
Harbison plans to support Clinton on Election Day. Ng says she won't vote for either candidate. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
And we've got vast swatches of election stories and a handy-dandy voter guide at kqed.org/election. Later today, the board that oversees Cal OSHA will vote on a host of new regulations for healthcare facilities. Hospitals, nursing and hospice homes, psychiatric facilities, all could have new rules aimed to protect workers from physical assaults by patients. Eric Berg is the deputy chief of Cal OSHA Research and Standards. He says the proposal came from workplace complaints.
We received two petitions, basically, from the California Nurses Association and the Service Employees International Union to write this regulation.
This request from the unions came after real-world tragedy. A psychiatric patient murdered a staffer at the Napa State Hospital. California Politics and Government desk editor Scott Schaefer covered the aftermath of that brutal killing at the state-run psychiatric facility.
You know, it's one of those situations where you wonder, like, why would anybody want to work there? I mean, these are former gang members, Aryan Brotherhood. These are people who have committed some of the most heinous crimes, some of which were in the newspaper, you know, at the time. But they're there for treatment. And the people that work there are incredibly dedicated. You know, they're psychiatrists and nurses and op techs and all kinds of folks who work there, 2,300 at Napa State Hospital. But it's a very violent place. And, you know, a very small percentage of the patients are responsible for a big percentage of the violence. But nonetheless, it's dangerous.
Now, these regulations that are being proposed would apply to all hospitals that are essentially licensed by the state. And I want to go over some of the regulations. First, these hospitals must have an emergency plan. If a staff member is to alert the police or other first responder of some type of emergency, management is not allowed to retaliate. There's also a provision saying that there needs to be proper security staffing at these facilities, again, throughout the state, private, public. Scott, based on your reporting, do these proposals seem relevant to ensuring safety?
Absolutely. I mean, Napa State Hospital has its own police department, but there were problems with the alarm systems that the workers there used. They were only working when they were inside a building. Donna Gross, the op tech, the psych tech, was killed when she was walking around. You know, they still have you know, 10 to 20 assaults a day.
Now, you raised the question, why would somebody work there? What were the answers that people gave you?
Somebody said, you know, it's kind of like a Jesus job. You know, you do it because you really care about your fellow human being and you want to try to do God's work.
Now, if this is indeed a Jesus job, as you were saying, it seems that these folks should be protected. This is a step by Cal OSHA to ensure the safety of the staff. What's Cal OSHA's track record?
Well, it's mixed. I mean, there's always issues of funding and staffing. You know, California is a huge place. OSHA is one agency. And while they can keep track of workplaces in general, you can't watch everything at any time. And so it's important that each workplace, each hospital have its own plan. Unions play a big part, an important part at Napa State Hospital in terms of keeping the feet to the fire of the administration to make sure that policies are in place and are followed and precautions are there. So Cal OSHA, like any state agency, can be helpful, but it's, you know, certainly not infallible and it can't be everywhere at once.
Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's California Politics and Government Desk Editor Scott Schaefer. And that question of competence, well, we took that to Eric Berg, the deputy chief at Cal OSHA.
I think we've been doing a good job of carrying out all our duties as far as, you know, when there's complaints filed, we inspect within, you know, 14 days. And if there's a serious accident, we investigate right away. As far as I know, we're doing fine.
You can find Scott's original stories by going to my Twitter feed. I'm at JohnLGC.
Support for the California Report comes from Wharton San Francisco's Executive MBA program, delivering a rigorous academic experience immersed in the unique Bay Area ecosystem and access to a globally connected network. Wharton.upenn.edu. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org.
I'm John Sepulveda, wishing you a great day. This has been the California Report for Thursday, October 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio.